The pandemic has taken a bite out of Maine's seasonal rental and hotel markets, but it's not hurting real estate prices at all. There is growing anecdotal evidence that, as happened after the 9/11 terror attacks, urban dwellers from out of state are snapping up properties here. That's not showing up in the latest data yet. But prices are on the rise, and industry experts expect that will continue as more people decide to move to Maine. Fred Bever reports.
Jack Niaros and Jeff LaRue live in Boston's Back Bay, where she works in a financial services software firm, and he is a nurse at Mass General Hospital, where he's been working in a COVID-19 intensive care unit.
Yeah, last few months have been a little bit rough.
They've been crazy, to say the least.
The young couple was married last year. She had her bachelorette party in Portland, and they'd been musing about an eventual move to Maine. The pandemic moved that schedule up in a hurry.
We were really confined to a smaller space. We were renting. Everything was just a little bit tighter, stressful, everything like that. In Maine, it just gives us a lot more wholesome vibes. We can see the nature all around us, the water behind us, in front of us, and next to us. And those are things that we wanted for the future, and we've decided, why can't the future be today?
And the future appears to have arrived. Today, they closed on a two-bedroom apartment with rooftop access on Portland's peninsula. They first saw it last month, thanks to a virtual tour by a local agent.
That was on a Friday. I went to see it in person with our families on a Saturday. We made an offer that afternoon, and we accepted that offer Sunday. So it was a very, very fast weekend for us.
Their agent, Jess Wallerman, says the entire market is heating up.
Things are moving very quickly. Sometimes things are going under contract in, you know, less than 5 days is sort of an average that we're seeing, I think.
The Maine Association of Realtors just released statistics for the quarter that ended in June. They show that median sale prices in Maine rose by more than 6% over the same period last year to nearly $250,000. But the number of sales fell by 13% to just over 4,000 properties. Association President Tom Cole says that the pace should pick up as the industry further adjusts to the social distancing needs of the day. And he says that over the last quarter, the proportion of buyers from zip codes outside of Maine held steady at about 25%, the historical norm. But he thinks that will change as pending sales to out-of-state residents start showing up in the data.
I see it's a real thing. How much it is, honestly, I couldn't tell you. I don't think we're going to see a huge jump. Certainly, if we see a jump, it's going to be over a period of time.
The trend seems to be most acute in southern Maine, where even before the pandemic, the real estate scene was competitive.
Buying a home is almost like a full contact sport here in Maine, depending on where you're looking to secure these homes.
Dava Davin is principal broker at the Portside Real Estate Group. She says that values are being driven not just by urbanites seeking refuge in Maine. There's a severe supply shortage, too. That's in part because the pandemic has sellers spooked as well, and they are sitting tight.
People are really looking at their home and how they're spending time in it and looking to improve it if they can, and staying put and not having to go through having strangers walk through their house with that potential risk that that brings.
Plus, the risk that once someone sells a home, they simply won't be able to secure a new one. Davin says in the Portland area this summer, the number of new properties coming on the market has dropped by 25% compared to last year. She and others report that renovation contractors are doing a brisk business with a focus on outdoor amenities that make social distancing easier. There is now a one-year wait list to get a swimming pool dug in southern Maine, she says. And that extra bedroom that acts as a storage closet, if you're selling, you might want to put a desk in it.
And some people from out of state are saying we need two offices. We are both working from home, both partners, and we need a space that can accommodate that. So the two office trend is becoming a new one that we haven't really seen before.
Elsewhere in Maine, the trends can vary. Carol Schaefer with the Davis Agency on Mount Desert Island recently surveyed sales of homes in Hancock and Waldo counties at between $500,000 and $1 million. Last year, by this time, Schaefer says, there were 40 such sales. This year, that did tick up modestly to 47. But what's really changed, she says, is not the price, it's the pace.
The one thing that has changed dramatically is the days on market.
A year ago, it was taking 375 days to sell those properties. Right now, it's taking 200 days to sell those properties. So that's a huge change for us.
Back at their new home in Portland's West End, Jack Niaros and Jeff LaRue say they are relieved that the hunt is over. And they say they are very happy with the price, $382,500.
Especially compared to Boston.
We could
actually spend our money and not get a shoebox, which was fantastic.
She'll be telecommuting, and he found a job within walking distance at Maine Medical Center. They plan to move here in August. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.